The active fighting in the Syrian city of Raqqa might have ended weeks ago, but that hasn't stopped the suffering for locals. The federal government removed criminal sanctions on Australians who travelled to the city last week because the Islamic State group is losing power in the city. But Médecins Sans Frontières says the war has created new dangers. Connie Aegis found this report.
The bombs have stopped falling and the gunfire has ended in the Syrian city of Raqqa. But life is far from normal. Vanessa Cramond is the medical coordinator for Médecins Sans Frontières in Syria.
What we see and increasingly see over the last weeks is a really high number of people who, on return to their homes, have triggered or caused the detonation of an exploded device. Some of those devices, we imagine, are put there purposefully. Some of them are there accidentally as a remnant of the war that and conflict that has happened around them. So we're seeing people presenting with catastrophic and urgent and life-threatening injuries.
She says medical teams have set up on the outskirts of Raqqa to help the injured.
These kinds of injuries, they devastate soft tissue, bone, organs. Many, many people don't survive that initial blast wave, resulting in a high number of fatalities inside the city. We often see those people who maybe were a little bit further back from the explosive area with a significant limb and head trauma, and often abdominal and chest trauma as well. Obviously, it's winter at the moment, which means people fall into shock much faster than they would do maybe in a warmer time of year. So they've lost a lot of blood, they're very cold, and it's really important for us to get those injuries stabilised.
But getting the injured to a hospital is difficult. Years of aerial bombardment and ground fighting have destroyed the city's infrastructure. Vanessa Cramond says it's costing lives.
The moment that travel time is about 90 minutes from those trauma points towards the hospital where the MSF team is able to respond with that primary surgery. 90 minutes is still a really long time, and so every minute counts. So efficiency is and speed is what we look for. It does mean, of course, that lots and lots of people do not make that journey or never made it to us, and certainly we hear about those impacts on this population whom have already gone through so much over the last years. To suddenly on this moment where it feels safe enough for them to go home, that's a better option from the circumstance that they find themselves in today, that people are having to face yet another challenge, more loss and more death related to explosive remnants of war.
It's not just blast injuries. Residents are dealing with the threat of disease and chronic illness.
We see things re-emerging like polio, measles outbreaks on a regular basis, outbreaks of hepatitis A that were previously not around, clusters of people with tuberculosis, which certainly leads to a major change in the way people live. Chronic conditions also, diabetes, heart disease, thalassemia. There's an enormous amount of people in this region whose children live with a disease, thalassemia. A blood disorder, who need regular blood transfusion and access to essential medicines.
Vanessa Cramond says once the fighting stops, the survivors are often forgotten.
Certainly we don't hear about what happens after the fighting stops. And I'm not talking about, you know, the years and years of recovery that's ahead. I'm talking about right here, now, today. There's no active fighting, but yet we are seeing unparalleled numbers of people injured by remnants of war. We see just as much trauma now as we were seeing when the fighting was waging. So it's important for us to remember that war doesn't stop when the planes stop dropping bombs and the last bullet has been fired. That's not how it ends.
That's the medical coordinator for MSF in Syria, Vanessa Cramond, ending that report by Connie Aegis.